A reading from the first book of Kings. Elijah went on a day's journey into the desert until he came to a broom tree and sat beneath it. He prayed for death, saying, "This is enough, O Lord, take my life, for I am no better than my fathers." He lay down and fell asleep under the broom tree. But then an angel touched him and ordered him to get up and eat. Elijah looked, and there at his head was a hearth cake and a jug of water. After he ate and drank, he lay down again. But the angel of the Lord came back to him a second time, touched him, and ordered, "Get up and eat, else the journey will be too long for you." He got up, ate, and drank. Then, strengthened by that food, he walked 40 days and 40 nights to the mountain of God, Horeb. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Taste and see the goodness of the Lord. Oh,
taste and see, taste and see the
the Lord at all times. His praise shall always be on my lips. My soul shall glory in the Lord. For God has been so good to me.
Taste and see, taste and see the goodness of the Lord. Oh, taste and see, taste and see the
the good.
A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with which you were sealed for the day of redemption. All bitterness, fury, anger, shouting, and reviling must be removed from you, along with all malice. And be kind to one another, compassionate, forgiving one another as God has forgiven you in Christ. So be imitators of God as beloved children, and live in love as Christ loved us and handed himself over for us as a sacrificial offering to God for a fragrant aroma. The word of the Lord.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia,
alleluia, alleluia, alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. The Jews murmured about Jesus because he said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." And they said, "Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph? Do we not know his father and his mother? And how can he say, 'I have come down from heaven'?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Stop your murmuring." Let me say that again. Stop that murmuring among yourselves. "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him, and I will raise him on the last day. For it is written in the prophets, 'They shall be taught by God.' Everyone who listens to my Father and learns from him comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the desert, but they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the light of the world, life of the world." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise.
Good morning. And how are you? Blessed indeed. I know sometimes we wonder, I wish Jesus would just come down and tell me what he wants. And if he tells me what he wants, I'll do it. Well, our wishes have been granted. Jesus tells us exactly what he wants today. I said it twice. Stop your murmuring. Now, if you've been going to Daily Mass, That's all that the Israelites did with Moses. They called it not murmuring, they called it grumbling. Same difference. So the first thing I had to do is sit there and think of all the times I grumble and murmur. Let's think about that for a second. Do you ever grumble or murmur? Just a thinking for a moment. I think we do it a lot. And yet Jesus, our God, our Lord, our Savior, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, says, I want you to stop your murmuring. That means you're complaining. That means you're complaining about your husband, your wife, your kids, your parents, your mayor, your bishop, your pastor, your church, your government, whoever's in president, whoever's not president. Stop your murmuring. Does it do any good for any of us? It's Jesus. No, it doesn't do any good. It makes us feel horrible, not us down instead of. And so we got to sit there and think, when God tells us to stop doing something, we got to do it. And not just let it go in one ear and out the other, because the reason we come to Mass is to get our marching orders from God. Okay, God, I'm here to worship you, and you tell me what to do, and I'll do it. Okay, he just told you and me. Easier said than done, but we got to at least take on what Jesus said about us. Then he says, now this is how it looks. He continues to talk to us through the Apostle Paul and by the Holy Spirit in the second reading. And here it says, be imitators of God. So God in the flesh is who? Jesus. There we go. So we're called to be like Jesus, God in the flesh. So as he was, so we must be. And so he says, live in love as Christ loved us, which means how did Christ love us? He died for us. So what does that mean? That we have to die for other people every day? Huh? Again, I don't do that well. Sometimes I do it real well. Sometimes I don't do it well at all. But he's saying, I want you to give up your life every day for others the way I did. Period. And then he says, let's go into this a little deeper, what it is to be my children. Don't grieve the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit's within us. And then he says, get rid of all bitterness, fury, anger, shouting. Can you imagine? I'm doing this very quietly, my homily. I don't know if you got it. Shouting and reviling must be removed from you all, along with malice. So let's stop there. So God says what he wants us to get out of our life individually and as a community in our midst is we need to get rid of bitterness, fury, anger, shouting, reviling. Boy, how much of that is in the church today. I'm very holy, you know. I hate you. I'm angry with you. I refuse to forgive you. But I am very holy. Nope, we're not. No matter how holy of things we do, if we're disobeying God, to disobey God is to do what? Sin. We're in sin. So if we love God, we wouldn't sin against him. So he says, I want you to get this out of your life. Now, me too. I'm just telling you that when I read this, I wasn't happy either. And then he says, I want you to be kind to one another, compassionate. And compassionate means to suffer with somebody else. Compassionate and forgiving. Why? Because God has forgiven you. So here, we want God to speak to us. So God comes and speaks to us. He says, this is what I want. I know you have your own way of being Catholic. I know you have your own thoughts about what this means. But listen to what I'm telling you. I want you to stop murdering, of course. I want you to stop murmuring. That's complaining, grumbling. Fill out the blank. Could you imagine if we all would just stop doing that? Just stop doing that. I think we'd have transformed lives. And so sometimes we always sit there, like if I ask somebody, you're complaining a lot. No, never, Father. And then you lie to a priest. That's worse. But to grieve the Holy Spirit because we're angry and bitter and fury and shouting at each other, that grieves God. And if I love him, I don't want to grieve him. And he says, I want you to be kind. I want you to be loving. I want you to be like me. And so we can't just use the excuse, I'm only human, because the Spirit of the living God lives inside of us. And he says, all these things I've asked you to do, you can't do it yourself. But I can inside of you.
If you will just surrender your life completely to me, if you just stop trying to do it by yourself, if you just stop trying, I'm gonna really make a resolution. I heard you, Father. I'm gonna really try to not grumble anymore. Good luck. But if you and I get out of the way and say, God, I can't do this myself. You know my personality. It's all those things you said I'm not supposed to do. That's who I am. But I want you, Almighty God, to take complete control of my life. I want you to make me kind. I want you to make me forgiving. I want you to stop my murmuring, my shouting, my anger. Jesus, I give you permission. It's called living a life of grace. Letting God have full control of your life. Everything. So you and I can do what pleases him. So today, let's come and get our marching orders from God. Here's what he wants of us. He's very explicit. I don't think he was least bit confusing today. This is what he wants. Are we going to do it? May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand.